God, you suck. It's so noisy. Everything that's happening right now. It's like I'm inside of a skull.
Well, I'm trying to eliminate the noises, but it's difficult.
This is the Two Girls Talking Podcast.
That's not even what you're supposed to say. Oh.
Okay. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Abigail.
Happy Halloween.
Yay!
Woo! I might add spooky sound effects. I wanted to add them into our recording so, like, we could enjoy them, but we just got microphones. I haven't, like, figured out yet how to play sound for you and the recording with our new sound setup.
Like, 17 episodes in, we just got microphones. I think that's pretty
good.
This
is episode 18, yeah. So I think that...
Sure, whatever episode it is.
That's basically what we promised in episode 2 when everyone told us we were having sound trouble. We said, oh, did you come here for quality? Because that's not what we're about.
That's the opposite of how we do things
here. Right. We're like, we're excited to get an episode out, the end. So, yeah.
Still true.
I'm excited to see that.
This is episode 19 since we have the lost episode, which will never be aired because of sound issues. So,
I mean, it could be aired if someone wants to edit it, but
none of our adoring fans have stepped up to the plate.
I do actually have an idea now on how to edit it because I discovered some more features in my microphone treasures. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe a special holiday surprise.
Do you have any Halloween plans?
My Halloween plans, yeah, I have a couple Halloween plans. So I'm leaving in my trailer Farabee for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And I'm going up to Arroyo Grande, which is where I spend most of my holidays. And that's where Carolyn's family lives. And they are they're very big on all holidays. But Halloween is one of the big ones. And Carolyn sent me a list this morning of the Harry Potter snacks that would be made for Halloween. Yeah. So my Halloween plans are that, and also I got costumes for my cats.
Those are some pretty big plans.
I know. It's you know, my life is
exciting. Blessed.
High stakes.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Blessed.
I don't have any Halloween plans yet. Someone at my work
that
today.
That surprises me.
You're always like,
here are my 6 parties. It's like every Halloween, it's like, how do I even manage all my parties?
Well, I mean, I did get invited to a million parties, and how will I ever manage them all? But I kind of have not decided whether or not I'm going out of town yet. I might go to Houston. I might not. I don't know yet. So we'll see.
Do you have a costume? You love a good costume.
I love costumes so much. Someone at my work today told me he was dressing up as Scope Creep, and I thought that was so funny.
I don't know what that means.
Like when the scope of a project gets too big to like, and you keep.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's the tech. It's like a second level CTA level joke.
Yeah. No, I've heard that. Yeah, I've never heard it called Scope Creek, but I've heard people say like we're really trying to avoid creep. Etc.
That's what they're avoiding.
What are they gonna look like?
He didn't say. He was mostly saying he was gonna dress up as the Scope Creep, and I was imagining.
Oh, I see. It's like a pun.
Yeah, basically. And then he was trying to make like sexy tone policemen happening, and I was like, I don't know. That sounds kind of complicated. Costumes. No, I don't have any good costumes this year. I was gonna try and get every member of our company to dress up as a different part of our boss. So one person would be like a man bun, one person would be the one wheel motorcycle thing he rides and all that.
That's pretty funny.
I thought so too, but everyone I told it to looked at me with such a blank face that I was like, well, all right, never mind. Enjoy my jokes to myself.
I love the idea of costumes, but execution, I'm sometimes too lazy.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Have you had any good costumes in your life?
I have. One costume I was really proud of is back in like 2007, I was an iPod commercial. So there were these commercials where it was a silhouette of someone and you could only see the iPod because they had come out with iPods in different colors and the person was dancing. And so I made like a giant iPod and I wore all black. and
people, it was a very good costume.
And everyone like knew what it was instantly. So I liked that costume. I was a farmer from Farmville 1 year, because that was, I mean, that is like my all-time favorite video game.
Sure.
And I played it for 4 years. And I dressed as a cowgirl, and then I had all my mastery signs, which was like the only, that's why I loved the game, was getting these mastery signs. So those are probably my favorite costumes as an adult.
I haven't had that many good costumes as an adult. Yumi and Christy dressed up as the cast of Nashville.
That's right.
Which was pretty fun. I found a picture of it the other day, and I was Scarlett, of course, and you were Raina James, and Christy was, oh my God, what's her name? And she turned out to be crazy.
Betty?
No, she's the wife. Anyway,
the wife.
Teddy ended up killing her, I think. The politician's wife? She was like a fangirl of Teddy.
She was a fangirl of Teddy.
Just like Graham.
Okay,
I've
known
the story.
Okay, so what happens is Christy is this. Are you sure her name isn't Betty?
It's not Betty.
Peggy.
Peggy, yes.
So Christy is Peggy, what, Cantor or something?
Something.
Who is Teddy's old girlfriend. And. Show, and it's also Kimberly Williams Paisley, so you know.
Gorge.
America's sweetheart. And she's Teddy's old high school girlfriend or something, and she appears back on the scene and is flirting up a storm, etc. And so Christy dressed up as her and had a little sign, because it was kind of a fringe character, to help tell the story. She had a sign on a stick that was a picture of Teddy. And then on the other side, it said, like, Teddy for governor or whatever it was.
Yeah,
mayor.
Teddy Conrad
Teddy
for mayor.
For mayor, yeah. Because he was running for mayor, and that was her guise for flirting. She's like, I'll help you with your campaign, and also let's have an affair.
We've all done it a million times.
Well, like, you know me, all the campaign work I do, it's all just for boning.
Sure.
By the way, boning is a Halloween appropriate pun.
Oh, it so is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she left the sign in the backseat of my car. And days later, Graham slides himself into the backseat. And nobody knows that sign's back there, right? Because it's like a week after Halloween. And he goes, oh, who is this handsome man?
Which I think about that phrase every time I look at anyone. I'm like,
me too.
Who is this
like,
handsome
just,
man?
Right. It's just like this earnest little voice. Like, he was just so delighted.
Well, aren't we all? It's freaking Teddy Conrad. My God, you can't keep your eyes off the man. I'll vote him in.
I don't know. He's not my type at all.
He's so pristine. It's like, I don't know. It's
yeah,
perfect.
He's, I mean, yeah, Teddy for mayor, but like, I want Deacon.
Yeah, well, Deacon's a mess, dude. I can't believe we're discussing a show we haven't watched for years.
And like, hasn't, and isn't on the air, I don't think.
It is. It got renewed for another season.
Oh. All right. Well, again, TV talk 2 years later.
Jeez, that's our only specialty.
Yeah, no, we did a group Halloween costume, which I think is the only time I've done a group Halloween costume.
Yeah,
and
same.
And I really liked it. It wasn't
it was
for
so
any.
Fun.
It wasn't for anybody but us.
No, no one got it. No one even gave a shit. So,
what about as a kid? Did you dress up as a kid?
It was probably my, if not number one, then number two main priority in life was planning my Halloween costumes every year. So I would spend months drawing them out, planning them, like putting them together. And I had many notable ones. My white whale costume that I never got to do because it would be too expensive to make. Oh, my mom would never let us buy costumes either. We had to make our own costumes or dress up as something. We had quite an ample dress up box, so if you couldn't figure out a costume from the dress up box, then there was something wrong with you, basically.
Dress up box is something I've carried into adulthood.
It's a good time. I feel like every party needs a dress up box.
And someone actually commented, they went, so I have all my stuff in a storage pod. I got rid of a lot of stuff, but, you know, there was some pieces of furniture I wanted to save and stuff. And someone went into it, and they could see that there was a blonde wig, which, by the way, is your Scarlet wig.
Is it? Probably.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, I'm glad to see a blonde wig made the cut of the stuff you didn't get rid of. And I was like, that is the dress-up box.
That is the dress-up box. Do not defame
it. You never
it, but...
know when you oh. might need. Insert everything in that box, including, like, costumes for 20 pirates.
Easily. Right. So my white whale costume that I could never get to be, even though I wanted to always, was Ozma, Princess of Oz, from the Oz books. She's the ruler of Oz.
What book is that in? Like six? Like Frank?
No, it's in all of them. It's in every single one. And in Wizard of Oz, she's in it, but she's not in the movie. So,
she's in the book, The Wizard of Oz, the first
yeah.
one.
She's like abdicated her throne in that one. And
to the wizard.
She's like absent, but she comes back like at the very end, I think.
Spoiler alert.
It might be in the next book, actually, that they go find her. I don't know. She's amazing. She's like the best book character of all time because she's like all powerful and super gorgeous and amazing.
Oh, anyway. Sounds familiar.
Does it? Creeper. Reader, listeners, I wish you could see what lies before me, this grim visage of Halloween's past. So Ozma is the best, and she totally has a flippin' girl gang. And I don't want to say anybody's queer because they're all, like, children, but there's definitely a lot of, like, very bosom friends. And basically every book is, like, another super rad woman who joins Ozma's girl gang. And it's, like, Dorothy and this other girl from one of the other countries. It's hard to remember the names of because there's four main countries in Oz. Anyway, this is boring. But anyway, Ozma is really
Ozcast.
Great.
Ozcast.
Ozcast? Oh, my God. It's better than Home Improvement cast. I bet there's already an Ozcast. Anyway.
Probably. But, you know, I've never read the books. I could read the books, and you are already, like, an asshole know-it-all about it. I feel like that'd be some good material.
I appreciate how you made that into two words, and I was confused as to what it meant. I was like, an asshole know about it? I do fully know about it. Yeah. No, I would love that, dude. I would if I did one quick reread of those, I would be like, it would be freaking A Beautiful Mind with like cocaine on my nose, drawing charts and being like, I know everything about Oz, like within a minute of like us starting that. I would lose my mind. It's my favorite book series, easily.
I actually really hate it when you have like when I've read a book and I really liked it. But then, like, time has passed, and so I've forgotten it. And so I'm like, oh, I want to reread it. But then the second I start reading it, it all comes flooding back. And it just, you just kind of feel like you're, wait, like, it just is, you turn the page and you're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I remember, I know. I hate that sometimes, but these books, I feel like, are so magical. And it was so, I've reread them so many times that it's just as enjoyable to read them another time, I think. Like, I don't think I would feel that way exactly with these books, but I do know what you mean.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that because with Harry Potter, I'm never like insulted that it's retelling me what I already know.
No, it's like this is still enjoyable no matter.
I'm like, yeah, the lullaby I'd like to fall to sleep to.
Yes, exactly.
Forever.
So I never got to be Ozma, though I planned her costume because her costume would require a lot of sewing that was beyond my, you know, abilities at any point, including current times.
I kind of want to try it just because I love a hobby I'll never finish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, I probably could do justice. I could spend as much as I want on my freaking Ozma costume. But then that just sort of veers into cosplay, which I feel like at that point I'd have to go places and dress up as Ozma to warrant the expense of the costume.
But I mean, doesn't that sound pretty...
heavenly? Yeah. I was going to finish that sentence also. But,
no,
you know.
That's kind of how I feel about cosplay. I'm like, on the one hand, it's a little weird and fringy. And on the other hand...
It's so fringy. On the other hand,
it totally makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't get to be Ozma, but I had some other amazing notable costumes, including one where I dressed up as a horse and I made a paper mache horse head with the holes cut out for the eyes, and it was very large, and I wore all
white. Was it really
white.
Heavy and hot?
Kind of. I don't remember super great. My mom was pregnant the year that I wore that, so she drove in the car on the street while we walked.
That's
and I remember
adorable.
Being...
That's such a mom story.
It's pretty momish.
We were always trading off, like, because someone, like, we would go with neighbors, right? And then some parents would go with us and other parents would, you know, do candy, pass out candy, but I think drink.
Yeah. My parents, like, I feel like didn't pass out candy or something. I don't know. I remember being horribly, horribly upset about it because I was like, we should pass out candy. But we definitely went and got everybody else's candy, which, again, unfair. There's also five of us, I feel like. So it was a lot of people to go around. It was our own. We were our own.
You were our own neighborhood. Yeah.
So I did that one year. All of my costumes I always came up with myself. I was Lady Justice.
Like from the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, except not the Statue of Liberty, but a statue. Yeah, I had scales and a sword and a blindfold that had holes in it so I could see. And I wore a crazy outfit.
A blindfold?
Justice is blind.
I get the reference. Where did you get this idea as a child?
I don't really know. I think I was like 13 maybe.
And you had read a book and you were like, I have some soap boxes. Me today.
I don't know. I think I thought it just looked sort of regal and interesting.
Oh, that sounds about right for you.
Absolutely. I was Dana Scully. I forgot about that one, but when I was 15.
I actually meant to ask that at the beginning when you were like, costumes were really important to me. I was going to ask, how many years were you Scully?
I think properly, like my last year trick-or-treating, I was Scully when I was like 15.
But, you know, every day from 15
but every day since then, basically. I made my own badge, which I still have around here somewhere, and it's so cute.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I found it, or you found it, when we were living together.
I think I must have made it when I was, like, 13 or something, because there's
so
about
good.
Eight words misspelled on it. It's, like, aww. Bureaus misspelled, investigations misspelled.
That's so sweet.
I made the little metal badge part out of tinfoil, and it looks like a weird sheriff's badge, and it has, like, different layers of construction paper to give the illusion of, like, depth, and it's kind of advanced as an art project, I realized.
That's, like, everything I made as a kid. It's, like, yeah. If I could have applied that amount of effort to anything besides
anything.
A fake badge. Yeah, and, like,
I would be a math PhD at this point if I had applied the amount of effort I put into, like, sneaking onto the internet into like schoolwork.
I remember like any time at school, because you were homeschooled, I went to, you know, regular school. And I remember any time we had a project that was involved a poster or something, mine was the most elaborate. I would get the best grade. The teachers would just like blow their mind, and I'd strut around. But if it was a paper, I would write it at the last minute and bitch about it the whole time. And my mom would get mad at me because it'd be like 2 a.m. and I'd be like working on my paper. And she'd be like, why are you still awake? And I'd be like, because I didn't finish my paper. And she's like, why'd you leave this last minute? Well, it wasn't an art project.
So it was hard and I didn't do it. I'm trying to think of any other notable costumes, but I can't think of any at the moment. I have always loved coming up with costumes. I've always loved dressing up, but the last couple years I've just always left it to the last minute. John and I last year were an anti-vaccine mom and her kid that had measles. I have pictures of it. It's very funny. He has like measles all over his face and a big thermometer coming out of his mouth, and he's wearing one of those leash backpacks.
And are you like proud about it?
Yeah, I have like a yoga roll on my back, and I have and I'm wearing, like, a mom outfit. I can't even describe it. And I have a little sign that says, like, vaccines kill our kids or something like that. And I'm, like, I always look at the camera, like, really admonishingly. And he's, like, super sick. And, like, it's amazing. I don't know.
Awesome. I dressed up a lot as a kid. And I did a lot of, I was an angel several times.
Yeah.
I was an angel in church Christmas pageants a lot, so I think maybe that's why I was also an angel for Halloween a lot. One time I was on the cover of the town newspaper in my cherub costume. I'm kind of a big deal in Winnetka, Illinois.
There's a song about Winnetka from Bright Eyes, but it's Winnetka, California.
I know, which is, Winnetka, California is named after Winnetka, Illinois. Yeah, I remember writing, when I was in college, I wrote a blog post about Winnetka, California, and the guy I was, like, sort of dating at the time, and, you know, it was very searching. All of my, actually, everything I've written in my entire life tends to have a geography theme to it.
Well, you're very geographically minded, I would say.
Yeah, and it feels very romantic and meaningful to me. So, like, I love to draw connections.
Yes, you are a bit of the beautiful mind, cocaine on the nose type yourself.
Oh my God, so much of that. When I was a kid, I was an angel a lot. I was also an Indian or Native American, but at the time, Indian was the term.
Inappropriate.
Well, also,
what's it like to subjugate an entire culture for your whims on Halloween, Abigail?
Well, A, I was a child, so I didn't know any better. B, it was during a sadder time in our country where we didn't know that was, you know.
Inappropes.
Yeah, and it, you know, on the one hand, I'm not saying I love the idea that I was an Indian, but I did love the idea, at least in retrospect, that I knew Indians existed. I think costumes in general can be a good opportunity to educate. But as an educational experience, not as a party.
Educating others as to my sexuality.
What costume is that?
Like a sexy costume would talk to other people about how sexy I am.
Oh my God. Can we talk about sexy costumes? As a really nice segue from my childhood costumes, which I want to come back to.
I think sexy costumes are kind of silly, obviously. They're not the best, most creative thing. They're pretty weird.
Well, because it's like
so lazy.
Right. It's like I'm sexy Snickers, and it's like, well, it's a mini dress that has Snickers written on it.
Right, like, wouldn't it be funnier to be something really weird and dumb?
Well,
like,
yeah.
I guess that's just the way my brain is broken for all time, because I think, of course, that, and other people think the opposite, so.
Well, I'm like, here's the thing, if I'm going to be sexy, it's going to be on a sexy-themed experience, right? Like a hot date or a, you know, night at home with candles.
And if an appropriate setting and situation.
Yeah,
sure, I get
that. Or even like going out to a nightclub. Like, sure, dress as slutty as you want, you know. But I don't get.
Do we do that?
I did it once.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times, and that was one of the times I got sexually assaulted. So, pretty fun.
Yeah, you weren't there the night. Christy and I went to Vegas alone, and we dressed up in some clubbing attire.
I remember this.
Yeah. But yeah.
Different episode,
yeah. But I feel like, sure, like, that makes sense. Vegas, clubbing, dress as slutty as you want, be a slut, whore, naked lady.
Jeez.
I know.
That's what we call them.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think it's weird to, like, it feels like appropriating Halloween to be like,
here, I'm going to use my sexuality against others or for others, whatever. For or against, it's still a problem.
Well, it's like, why, like, just dress sexy. Don't dress as a sexy Snickers bar. Right? I agree. I don't get it. Back to childhood costumes.
Yes.
So there was a period of time where my family lived with another family because we were poor. Sometimes, I mean, we were homeless is the situation. We were homeless. We lived in another family because we were homeless. I try not to say that out loud because it makes other people uncomfortable.
Sure.
But that was...
I can imagine being homeless very easily, so I don't have any problem with it. Always one step out the door, if you know what I mean.
I was in a meeting with a healthcare representative who was trying to sell my company benefits last year. And he made some comment about how it was some sort of poor shaming remark.
Everyone's favorite.
And I was like, I grew up homeless. Which everyone's surprised by because, you know, I'm an attractive white lady and usually like responsible jobs. And they're like,
I love that. What a great description.
But it really does surprise people because I think...
Now you're naked on camera. How do you feel about yourself?
It surprises people because I think people have an idea that like homeless people poor people or whatever are always going to be that way or aren't going to come across their path or don't look like me or whatever.
Sure.
So he was like super weird and awkward and apologized, and he was awkward. And I was like, I appreciate that, but like, I don't want to do business with you.
Don't be a dick. Yeah. Like, apologize all you want. We're not buying your shit, bro.
Right. For so many reasons, but.
Yeah, a number of reasons really went into this decision, but I think you know what number one was.
And also he had flirted with me a lot, which I don't even think was about me. I think that's part of his sales tactic, but.
So he's into homeless chicks. So you're saying I have a shot.
All right, so we lived with this family, and the mom, whose name I don't even remember, but she was like an expert seamstress, and she did all of the costumes for the Christmas pageant, which was always super elaborate, and you would have died. Like, so your jam. She could have made your Ozma costume in like 20 minutes.
So could my mother and grandmother, but they hated me and wouldn't buy the fabric.
I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear that?
Like a weird noise?
Yeah, it's like a skeleton scraping on a coffin trying to get out.
No, like that story.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it actually is. It's my fucking cat ever banging on the door that goes out of the trailer. And she does this probably once an hour. And she just bangs and scratches and bangs and scratches. And I never let her out it.
How did she do it?
I think she, like, just carries the hope, you know?
As do we all in our own ways.
But it really does. It's the creepiest sound. It really does sound like a skeleton trying to get out of a coffin. Like, it's a buried alive sound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that spooky mug. Amanda, tell me about your spooky mug.
Abigail got me a special wine glass at the store that has a creepy skull on it. And if you hold it up to the camera, it looks like maybe you're wearing a creepy skull mask. And it's scary. That's the story of my skull mug.
I got it at the Save Mart in Visalia. And it was like truly a treasure.
It really is. It's beautiful.
Considering
taking it to work to encourage me to drink water.
Oh, that's a good idea. Straws helped me do that. So we were living with this family, and she was an amazing seamstress. And so one of the years we were living there, I said I wanted to be a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Oh, that's cute.
And she sewed it for me.
That's so nice.
So she found fancy gold fabric, and she like puffed it up, and then there was a rainbow coming off of my shoulder.
That's so sweet.
It was so cool. And then she also threw, like, Halloween was her jam.
Do you ever talk to her?
No.
You should send her a note and say thank you for making me that costume. It meant a lot to me.
My whole life before I moved to California was full of various forms of guardian angels who did really amazing things for me because I was homeless and poor and had a dysfunctional family. And it is one of those things that I have, like, immense amounts of guilt about, that I don't, like, pay it back properly or stay in touch properly or that sort of thing, and I don't know how to deal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so the other thing she did was they threw these amazing, amazing Halloween parties. And my parents' anniversary... you would die. My parents' anniversary was Halloween weekend. And so my parents, like, went out of town for their anniversary, which in my entire life, that was the only time it happened. And it's because, like, we were living with this other family, so they could just, you know.
Jet out. Yeah.
Yeah. And they, like, someone gave them a hotel room or something. I don't know. But we had this Halloween party that involved, like, a full house maze. Like, including the basement and everything. And it was, like, a maze. It was a maze through cobwebs and a scavenger hunt with clues. And then there was bobbing for apples, which that's the only time in my life I've ever done it.
Isn't it weird? It's a weird experience.
It is, but I get why it's a thing.
It's fun. It's hard to do.
Exactly. Anyway, it was... I've always been a little distant from Halloween in general. Like, I love the idea of funny costumes and stuff, but I don't like scary things. And I don't like scary movies. But this party, I was like, this is the best of it all.
Absolutely.
Do you want to play some This or That?
My favorite game of all time.
It's just Halloween themed, that's all.
Sure.
All right. I'll ask you some questions. Wait. How do we do this? Do you want to guess for each other or guess for ourselves?
I'll guess for you.
I think maybe for Halloween theme, we should just answer for ourselves.
Okay.
And I'll read them all to you, and you can answer for you. And then after you answer for you, I'll answer if I have something interesting to say. How about that?
Okay.
And I don't have that many either, so. All right. Snickers or Twix?
Twix, easy.
But the neighborhood kids love Snickers.
The most Halloween moment of all time. Dude, can we go as Mrs. Jackson and the...
Oh my god. It's not Mrs. Jackson. Mrs. Jensen.
Jensen. So sorry. I apologize. But can we go as Mrs. Jensen and the neighborhood kids?
All the neighborhood kids love Snickers.
Like, I want to go as the grocery store.
I want to go as the shopping cart.
Yeah, like torn between two worlds, the living and the dead.
That's a perfect way to describe it. I was going to say I want the cart like full of Snickers and with the hand just like...
No, that's too scary. You have to go with something that people can handle and not freak out about. Oh my god, every podcast can't be about the Snickers commercial, or can it?
If it's not, then it's not a podcast I want to be on.
So true.
If loving Snickers is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I have an idea, too. Should we have an American Girls podcast?
Maybe.
Right?
Put it
I
on
mean,
a-
I was seeing more enthusiasm, but that's okay. Let's move on quickly.
No, I mean, I can get on board with any bullshit idea you have. I hope you understand.
Home
I hope you know that.
Slash American Girls podcast slash Oz.
Virgin Suicides.
Only the original ones written by Frank Oz.
Frank Baum. Frank Baum. L. Frank L. Baum.
No fucking name, okay?
Do you?
I've had 8 glasses of wine over the past 10 days.
I would choose Snickers.
Obviously you would.
No, I used to love Twix, though, and I have a special way I eat it.
Yeah, everyone has a special way. You take all the chocolate off, then you take the parts apart, and then you eat it all separately. Everyone knows a special way, okay?
Does everyone do it? I thought just us cool kids did it.
Would you say that's cool? I can't even describe the smirk that just walked across your... I thought only us cool kids did it. Nope, I wouldn't describe someone who carefully, with their teeth, peels the chocolate off of a bar of candy. They carefully, with their teeth, separates the caramel from the cookie portion. Then carefully surveys all of their little treats and disgustingly eats it bit by bit. I would not describe that as one of the cool kids, Abigail. I would describe that as budding sociopathic behavior.
Cosplay.
Cosplay as someone who enjoys life.
Yep. All right, costume contest or pumpkin carving contest?
Pumpkin.
Why? You love costumes.
But artistic merit's easier to spot with a pumpkin, and I usually win, so.
My problem with costume contests is it ends up being a popularity contest.
Yeah, and it's always like, who knows who, and who's like, and you're like, that's not even the best costume here, you just know them.
When I was in high school, I dressed up as a Chandler notebook, which was, like, the planner that we all had.
Like Erin Condren?
Like Erin Condren, but it was produced by our high school, and it had our high school name on it, and everyone
had
one.
That's so cute.
No, it was a really good costume. And, of course, I was up till, like, 5 a.m. making it secretly.
Sure.
And I totally should have won for our homeroom, but the popular girl who dressed as a convict in, like, an orange jumpsuit... She won. And it was just store-bought. It was a store-bought jumpsuit. And I was like, this is my one audience for my Chandler notebook. And where is the love?
It's so annoying when people don't get your Chandler notebook, you know?
Right. When the one per... Yeah. Okay. Make a costume or buy a costume?
Make. Jesus.
Obviously. Though, I am lazy.
Buying costumes is so lazy. Yeah, well, exactly.
Zombies or werewolves?
Zombies.
Why?
I love Walking Dead. I just watched the new episode last night.
I hear there's a lot of drama.
There's a lot of drama. They killed someone very gruesomely, and it was a beloved character. They killed two beloved characters, but one who was very beloved. And then they kidnapped another, the most beloved character, I would say. And it's kind of a nightmare. I don't know what's going to happen. So,
eat all your candy or stretch it out forever.
Sorry, I didn't even hear the second part because I ate all my candy already. No, my mom would make us eat one piece a day, which if you can imagine how I am as a person and how that is as a situation, I'm surprised both of us are still alive.
Yeah, that would... I can't even remember how it was when I was a kid.
My mom would say that we could trade them as long as we traded fairly. So no, like, one pack of Sweeties for 10, you know, chocolate bars or whatever. We had to trade everything fairly amongst each other. And then we could have, like, 5 pieces of candy. And then every day we could have, like, 1 piece of candy.
I think my mom ate all our candy.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was a parent.
Well, so. And you and her are on the same candy page.
Sugar page forever, yeah.
Yeah. Unable to contain yourselves.
At all.
Devil or angel?
Definitely probably a devil, I guess.
I don't
Angels
even,
just seem kind of boring. It's hard to answer, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird question.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be like, what is this question? I don't understand.
Well, I thought about it for a long time. I don't know.
Scary costume or funny costume?
Funny costume, always. Because funny costumes are amazing.
I thought you would say scary and I would say funny.
Abigail, what do I like that's scary?
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman, I love. I went to a one-year-old's birthday party this past
weekend. Zombie Joan.
Zombie Joan, yeah, I tried. This past weekend, I went to a party, and I was instructed specifically not to dress up because I would probably dress up as something too scary for the children.
Yeah, see? No, that's... And I thought you would answer scary, too. I feel like you usually do scary costumes.
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, Scarlett is pretty scary.
I mean, maybe not in the olden days when you were Lady Justice, but I feel like as an adult, you feel some sort of commitment to the, you know.
I do like scary, but I also very, very much appreciate like a very witty costume, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Ditto. Bats or spiders?
Bats.
Bats. Why?
Out of solidarity against the spider queen, Christy.
I know. Our friend Christy hates spiders so much.
Spiders love her, though, and she can find any spider she wants any time of day just by looking nearby her.
Yeah,
and
no.
And I've never experienced anyone who has that many spider connections.
She really is a spider queen. Amazing. Like, they know her. She knows them. It's a whole...
They know her, yeah. She can sense when they're around. And yeah. So, like, I feel like I should be against them in deference to her because she hates them so much, and yet they worship her like a queen.
Yes. Okay, last one. Trick or treat?
Treat always. Treat is the motto by which I live my life. Treat. I want to get a Latin tattoo that says treats forever or whatever.
What? How do you say that in Latin?
I have no idea yet, but I will find out.
You will find out.
Treats, whatever, forever.
Yeah. Good answer. All right. Joke life moments.
Today, my coworker, I walked into the office and I picked up my computer charger. And the entire top part of it had been blown off, it looked like it was just disemboweled completely. And it was curled up neatly on my desk. And I was like, well, this is crazy. What happened here? It's 5 in the morning. No one's around. No one knows. And 6, whatever. And I'm just like, this is super weird. And I posted on Slack and I was like, hey, anybody know anything about this cool destroyed cable that was on my desk? And I wrote cool with like 20 O's just to indicate how cool it was. And nobody knew anything about it. And so I was like, well, it must have been the cleaning people. And I, you know, file a formal complaint or whatever. And my coworker comes in early, like he does. And I was like, oh my God, can you believe this? I'm going to go talk to like the manager of this entire place and tell him about this. And he said, most likely you will just complain. But if it helps you to complain, you can complain to me for a short time. And I was like, oh, so I've got a reputation as a complainer who will complain for a certain amount of time. And I've been allotted a small amount of time.
No, you've been rationed some minutes. It's like the the old phone cards where you like buy the card like and it has the minutes on it.
I could see like the patience, the kindness behind his eyes. Like, what did Christy call it? This kind eyes?
Eyes of compassion.
Eyes of compassion. I could see the eyes of compassion leveled upon me. And it was definitely a, well, he said, like, I can listen for a time if it will help you. And I was like, oh my God, I don't need your compassionate eyes. Eyes of compassion. Get out of here. Anyway, my life's a joke. My computer cord is destroyed. I wrote an email to the manager being like, hey, like, my cord's fucked up. Can you please help me here? And she forwarded my email to the cleaning company and made them buy me a new one, which was not what I wanted to happen in the end, but whatever. My life's a joke.
All right, so my joke life moment is...
If you had to pick.
If I had to pick. It's hard to pick. But there's this dating app called Wim that I...
Wim?
Yeah.
I've literally never... Wait, I've never heard about this. What is Wim?
So Wim is an app where it matches you up with someone. You both swipe right on each other, like on Tinder. But then, instead of just being like, it's a match, it... plans a date for you. So
how does that even work?
So you put in your availability, like what nights you're free and where you want to go on a date, and then it says like, oh, it's a match, you guys have a date Sunday night at, you know, Caribou Coffee or whatever.
That's so nice. No thinking, no planning.
In theory.
Perfect.
Yeah, in theory it's great. And
but it might be like, here's an abandoned lot, you're meeting there at 5 a.m
just wait. So I did go on a date once with a guy, like, it was at Intelligentsia, and he was a writer for the LA Times, and I was like, yeah, this app knows what it's doing. It has a reputation for having, like, hot guys that are well-educated and whatever. Like, it's all startup bros. Okay. And so I, like, dabble. Well, I got matched with someone, and guess where it said our date would be?
Where?
Taboo Gentlemen's Club.
Ah! No.
A strip club. Mm-hmm.
I love that so deeply. I cannot tell you how much I love that story.
So I made some feedback. Like, I clicked on the feedback thing and I said, excuse me, you just scheduled me with a date. For a date with someone I do not know at a strip club, how should I proceed?
Where do I sign up? Because Taboo Gentlemen's Club, I'm like a member, like a lifetime member. And if there's cool dudes to meet there, then I can think I could do that. You know, like, what's the deal? How do I get on this cool app?
The good news is the guy texted me and was like, so hey
this weird app.
I'm pretty sure we got set up to go to a strip club. And I was like, thank you for texting me.
He was like,
I kind of wanted to see if you would show up. And I was
I mean, both of you are like playing this game of chicken in your cars in the parking lot, being like, is it you?
No, I would never show up. The founder of the app finally emailed me 5 days after the fact and said she was horrified and she doesn't know how it happened.
Yeah, literally, that's a huge problem.
The guy I was going on a date with, he thought that how it happened was that it was all people, it was all like places paying to get on the, like, to get the dates, which makes sense and is a good business model, but turns out isn't what's actually happening.
What happened? Was it just like triangulating your location or something?
Yeah, it was some weird,
like, popular locations or something.
Yeah,
weird.
It was like a Foursquare bug, essentially, where she was like, I don't know how. She was like, I'm horrified. I don't know how this happened. I blacklisted it, and we are reevaluating the algorithm to make sure this doesn't happen again.
How did she know you got matched? Did you send in a request being like, hey, by the way, I'm
I sent feedback, and I was like, are you kidding me? I was also annoyed that the strip club was, you know, 30 miles away.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to a strip club 30 miles from my house, please.
I'm going to strip here. No, here's the thing. It's a random app with random people. If it's going to set me up on a date without me even, like, planning it, it's got to be in my town, which is what I said. So I was double annoyed, so I wrote feedback about the strip club.
Good. I'm not driving 30 miles to some skanky place to meet some shady dude.
Right.
Thanks, Wim.
So yeah, that's my joke life moment. Got set up on a date at a strip club.
I really like that, and I feel like that should be something monumental.
I've been hoarding it. I didn't tell
you. Yeah,
you
have.
I didn't tell you.
It's so good. It's the best story I've heard in ages.
I know. It happened like last Thursday, and I was like, I'm saving this joke life moment. All right, how do we finish this spooky cast?
Say your favorite Halloween candy.
Oh, my favorite Halloween candy. Well, it's so hard to pick. Lately, I've been on a Twizzler kick.
That's disgusting, and I will not accept that as Halloween candy.
But I also really enjoy Dove chocolates. Milk or dark. If I had to get one bag of variety, I guess I would get the one that's like York and Reese's and whatever else. How about you?
I mean, yeah, if I'm going to cheat and get a bag of treats, I'll do that. I think, like, I really like, lately I've really liked the Reese's, like, pumpkin-shaped things. I think those are tasty. Pure Twix is just my favorite. Or not Twix, Kit Kats. Kit Kats.
I forgot my favorite Halloween candy. Milky Way Midnights.
I was literally going to, dude, I was going to say Milky Way Midnights. Yes.
Yeah.
I was absolutely 100% going to say Milky Way Midnights, but then I was like, that's not Halloween-y enough.
No,
but
it's exactly Halloween-y.
Came to mind. Because, no, that is because, what came to mind. It's
because
perfect.
The fun size is the perfect ratio of ingredients. Because a regular Milky Way bar doesn't have enough chocolate, but a fun size Milky Way bar has like equal parts of everything.
Yeah.
Milky Way Midnight, get at me. We
get
are
and get in my mouth.
We are two it. Girls talking. This is our podcast.
We so are. You can find us at twogirlstalking.club. You can rate us. You can review us. Best of all, you can tell your friends if you found this scintillating conversation about strip clubs and candy in any way meaningful.
And costumes.
And please tell us what your costumes were and tell us your joke life moments. You can submit them on our site. We want to read them. We want to celebrate you, the listener. Gabon.
Argentina.
Sweden.
Argentina,
we love you. We want to call you out by name, but we don't know your names.
Tell us your names. Bye.
Also, ooh. if there's any groundswell for a live tour, we'd love to hear about it. We're open to it. Wink, wink. Let us know.
Especially Argentina.
Argentina, we're coming for you because
don't
we love
cry.
Your beef.
Don't cry for me.
And we love your exports of deliciously hot men, so.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some attractive men on the internets that are from Argentina. So
I'd meet one of those at a strip club, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean? Like in the parking lot set up by Wim?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Anyway, get at us, listeners. We love you. Bye.
Bye. The great big ice cream sundae from outer space was in a place prepared for me. The great big ice cream sundae from outer space. I stuffed my face cause it was free. And when I was finished, its size was not diminished. The great big ice cream sundae from outer space was in a place prepared for me.